whispered conversations in overcrowded hallways.
Η μούσα του musical.
So much to say, not just today, but always.
Μια περιπλάνηση μίησης στην τέχνη του μουσικού θεάτρου. Κρυμμένος στις κουίντες, ο Γιάννης Φίλιας.
Oh, please, don't ever, ever make me say goodbye.
Stephen Flaherty, Ragtime, μέρος δεύτερο. Το κομμάτι που μόλις ακούσαμε είναι η συμφωνική σουίτα πάνω σε μουσικά θέματα από το Ragtime, που ο ίδιος ο συνθέτης του musical, Stephen Flaherty, συνέθεσε και ενέταξε ως bonus track στην πρώτη επίσημη ηχογράφηση του έργου με το original Broadway cast το 1998. Και επειδή πολλές φορές μιλάμε γενικά για original Broadway cast, χωρίς να αναφέρουμε ονόματα των εκάστοτε συντελεστών του, Peter Friedman, Brian Stokes Mitchell, Marin Maggi, αλλά και η βραβευμένη με Tony καλύτερης γυναικείας ερμηνείας εκείνη τη χρονιά στο συγκεκριμένο ρόλο της Sarah, Audra McDonald, είναι μόνο λίγα από τα ονόματα αυτά. Απολαύστε τους και σήμερα στη δεύτερη πράξη του musical αυτού με τη σπονδυλωτή υπόθεση και τις μουσικές αλλά και ιστορικές αναφορές.
As daring as he can be. Enter the master, saved from disaster, making the people gay.
Mother, mother!
Edgar, what is it? What are you doing out of bed?
Shh, you just had a nightmare.
Something terrible is going to happen. An explosion! People are going to die.
Say goodbye to music. Say goodbye to light. Anything I care for, take it from my sight. Let me see no future. Let me hear no sound. Only darkness and pain, the anger and pain, the blood and the pain, they buried my heart in the ground, in the ground, when they buried you in the ground. I see your face. A new dream, Sarah, a new Sarah. No. Of something beginning, an era exploding, a century spinning, my law and my justice in rhythm and rhyme. Listen to that ragtime!
Extra! Arsonist destroys Emerald Isle Engine Company!
Negro gunman shoots three dead!
Extra! Terror stalks New Rochelle! Murderer's demands revealed!
One, did my car be returned to me in its original condition? Two, did the white excrescence, known as Fire Chief Will Conklin, the one who instigated this crime, be turned over to me for my justice? Nothing less, nothing more!
Somewhere in the city there's a madman waiting!
Go to your room.
Three firemen were killed. One of them was Mrs. Gallagher's nephew. Six more were badly injured when the boiler exploded.
And one of them will be dead by tonight. It was Cole House, wasn't it?
I said go to your room.
Edgar.
I told you we hadn't heard the last of that Negro.
Cole House demands it's an eye for an eye for a justice red.
People's lives for a car ain't justice, an eye for
wouldn't you know it?
With a K!
He can't take a joke now, can he? Sensitive, ain't he? Does he think only niggers get shit? We Irish had to get used to it.
You goddamn gutless Mick! Look what you got us into!
You're gonna protect me, ain't ya? Hide me, ain't ya?
Get out of town, Will, before they kill us all!
What they did to you, what they took from you, we are one with you. Now the world will know there are Negroes out there to make them listen. We're all Cold House!
Do you have a statement for us, Mr. Washington?
What do you think of these Negro renegades, Mr. Washington?
For the sum of my life I have lived in hope we might all be Christian brothers. I have worked to persuade every white-skinned man that he need not fear our race. I deplore Mr. Walker's actions and the irreparable harm he has done to my people, and I wish that I might tell him face to face.
Not one of us never heard of him. We don't want any trouble. Not one of us don't know anything. And I wouldn't tell us Peckerwoods even if I did.
No one knows what he looks like.
Baseball, it's a civilized pastime. In a world gone mad, there is comfort to be had in the game father played at school. Men of class competing on the grass, where sportsmanship and fellowship and courtesy are the rule.
Play ball!
Playing baseball, the kind of weather.
is striking out again.
Schmidt! Yes, Bill!
The Giants haven't got a prayer. Hire your underwear up your alley. Go back to where your mother once came. Hit that ball!
Run, you bastard!
Hit that ball!
Kill the traps!
What a game!
Hey, Schnabel! Take your head out of your ass!
I guess that's telling him, huh?
Hey, Schnabel! Take your head out of your room!
At Harvard, we were gentlemen. Men were gentlemen.
So's your sister.
We called each other mister and...
Boyle, you suck!
Don't listen. Our games were very quiet. We'd never riot. We'd...
Eat that baseball!
The worst we ever said would be...
Run, you smart!
Don't listen. Now here's this noisy rabble, this foreign babble. Who let this happen? There's hardly one American name.
Yeah, Herzog!
Hit that ball!
Give it, Polak!
Hit that ball!
Kill the cake!
What a game!
City is only a temporary answer, Mother, but I can't think of a better one. They can't take the child away from you if we're in residence down there. And it's close enough for me to come and go as business dictates.
Sharing a grand and romantic city.
Sea and salty air.
Besides, the change of air will do everyone good. Did you pack my razor?
Yes.
I hope you reserved us a parlor car.
I did.
Train's gonna take us to the sunniest tidal way.
Troubles will slide away.
Just a ride away.
It was clear to Father that the crisis was driving the spirit from their lives. He had always secretly believed that as a family they were touched by an extra light. He felt it going now. Mother...
There's the cab.
Where have I been? How did we change? Caught in this strange new music. Say, was I away too?
Salty air.
Salty air.
of Stanford White made me a celebrity overnight. Well, overnight things change, I guess. I'm in New Jersey, wearing even less. Ladies, there's a lesson in my tawdry tale. Beware the path you choose. Oh, oh, justice is never fair. Bang, bang, there goes your millionaire.
Harry Houdini, master escapist, buried and chained and tied.
Oh, justice can be so unfair.
Reaching for danger, darker and stranger, now that his mama's died.
Bang, there goes your millionaire.
Conquering fear in hopes he will hear a voice from the other side. Come see Houdini. Daring display.
Come see Miss Nesbitt do 4 shows a day.
Thrilling the crowd and making them say,
let's run away,
let's run away,
let's run away.
Let's run away.
Let's run
away.
In America, I remind myself of this every day.
The first nickel I ever earned, I keep in a little silver frame. It's how I gave my company a name, reminding me how very far I came. I was a maker of the silhouettes who made a small improvement. A little book of silhouettes that simulated movement. Well, people seem to like it. Soon the money's going clink. And I'm Buffalo Nickel Photoclay Ink. I go from silhouettes to photos. I invent a small projector. And soon I'm making movies. And they're calling me director. An industry is dawning and I'm standing on the brink. Mr. Buffalo Nickel Photoplay Ink. Life shines from the shadow screen. Comical yet infinitely true. People love to see what people do. Hear what everyone is someone new. Such tales from the shadow screen. Little men who never get the breaks. Fighting until something finally takes. What a lovely movie it all makes. Well, business is booming, I'm happy to say. I just made a contract to film for Pathé. A series of chapters that end in suspense. Each week see what's next for another 5 cents. And I am waking every morning filled with such anticipation. I frame the sea, I frame the sky, and this is my vacation. I shake your hand, I kiss your hand, I buy you all a drink. And maybe if you chance to see a movie that was made by me, remember when my name goes by, that's Ashkenazy. The better now American who happened once to think of silhouette and flicker book and movies as they're meant to look at Buffalo Nickel. Buffalo Nickel Photoplay Ink. Action!
Never laughed like this. every waking moment bliss. Our children,
see them running down the beach. Children run so fast
toward the future
from the past.
How they dance, unembarrassed and alone, hearing music of their own. Our children,
one so fair
and the other lithe and dark,
solemn joy and sudden spark.
Our children,
see them running down the beach. Children run so fast
toward the future from the past. There they stand, making footprints in the sand, and forever hand in hand. Our children, two small lives, silhouetted by the blue, one like me and one like you. Our children. Our children.
Well.
You say that often. Well.
It's because I don't know what to say, Baron.
I'm not a Baron, of course. I'm a poor immigrant. A Jew who points a camera so that his child can dress as beautifully as a princess. I want to drive from her memory every tenement stench and filthy immigrant street. I will buy her light and sun and clean wind of the ocean for the rest of her life. Now you know me. Now you understand. I am no Baron. I am Tate.
Now I know even less what to say.
Now it is my turn. Well.
Thank you for your confidence. I shall keep it here.
What's your name?
Sarah.
I'm Cole House.
I know.
There was no music in my heart tonight. Melodies kept refusing to flow. One look at you, now every note feels right. Coming out all sweet and slow.
You tell stories like your hands play tunes.
Sweetest tune I know is Sarah Brown Eyes. Don't be shy now, Sarah Brown Eyes ought to take a chance. The stars are silver notes across that sky now, Sarah Brown Eyes. Come, let's dance.
I never heard no music quite like yours. Where'd you learn how to play it that way? Was I smart? I'd walk right out those doors.
Then I got to make you stay.
Nothing for it but a ragtime tune on that piano.
Gonna take a chance. The stars are silver notes
across that sky now, Sarah Brown Eyes. Come.
silver notes across that sky now, Sarah, brown eyes. Come, let's dance.
I said no music.
He's here.
Bring him in. What is it you want?
I know that if
he wanted to say, I am here because I have to be. He wanted to say, I am here for what is right. Every day I wake up knowing what you've lost and what is owing. I would shed this skin if I could to stand with you and fight. He wanted to say,
I am not who I appear to be.
He wanted to say,
do not blame me for my past.
We have different lives and faces, but our hearts have common places.
This was deep inside me, and you helped me find it at last.
Two men meeting for a moment in the darkness.
One turning from
America. In the darkness, they're the same.
Oh, I envy you your innocence.
He wanted to say,
by your side I could be brave. If there's such a thing as justice, let me help you find your justice. This I do for you and for Sarah, who lies in her grave.
But all he said was,
I know how to blow things up.
Happiness seemed never ending. I was so sure that where we were heading was right. Life was a road so certain and straight and unbending. Our little road with never a crossroad in sight. Back in the days when we spoke in civilized voices, women in white and sturdy young men at the oar. Back in the days when I let you make all my choices. We can never go back to before. There was a time my feet were so solidly planted. You'd sail away while I turned my back to the sea. I was content, a princess asleep and enchanted. If I had dreams, then than I let you dream them for me. Back in the days when everything seemed so much clearer, women in white who knew what their lives held in store. Where are they now, those women who stared from the mirror? We can never go back to before. People out there unafraid of revealing that they might have a feeling, or they might have been wrong. There are people out there unafraid to feel sorrow, unafraid of strong. There was a time when you were the person in motion. I was your wife. It never occurred to want more. You were my sky, my moon, and my stars, and my ocean.
Ο Αμερικανός συνθέτης Stephen Flaherty σε μια μόνιμη σχεδόν συνεργασία κατά τη διάρκεια της καριέρας του με τη στιχουργό Lynn Ahrens μας έχουν δώσει δουλειές διαχρονικής αξίας όπως η Anastasia και η ταινία και το stage musical, ενώ στη λίγο προγενέστερη δουλειά τους στο Ragtime κατάφεραν να αποσπάσουν τόνοι καλύτερης μουσικής σε musical με τον θεατρικό συγγραφέα Terence McNally που έκανε την προσαρμογή από το μόνιμο μυθιστόρημα του Edgar Lawrence Doctorow να κερδίζει και εκείνος το δικό του Tony για το ίδιο έργο. Και όλα αυτά σε σύνολο 4 Tony που απέσπασε το Ragtime το 1998 από τα 13 για τα οποία προτάθηκε. Χαίρομαι μόνο να πω ότι τον τίτλο καλύτερου musical το Ragtime τον έχασε μέσα από τα χέρια του εκείνη τη χρονιά μόνο και μόνο επειδή συμμετείχε τότε και ο Elton John με το βασιλιά των λιονταριών του στη σκηνική του έκδοση που σάρωσε όλα τα υπόλοιπα βραβεία.
Cole House Walker's strategy of vengeance seemed to some the final proof of his insanity. Only a madman would shift the focus of his rage from Willie Conklin, a common bigot, to J.P. Morgan, the most uncommon and powerful man of his time.
There's one man he will listen to, Mr. Booker T. Washington.
Justice
for
For the sum of my life I have lived in hope we might all be Christian brothers. I have worked to persuade every white-skinned man that he need not fear our race. What has your selfish recklessness cost us? We who work so hard to steal the white man's hate.
Justice!
Look what you've done.
You are surrounded by militia. They are cutting off your water even as I speak.
Four Shakespeare folios, a Gutenberg Bibelung vellum. The treasures of civilization are at stake.
I deplore the taking of human life, but I applaud Mr. Walker's capture of the Morgan Library. His actions speak for all oppressed people. It is the cry of revolution.
White people should be grateful for what I've done.
You've got to do something.
Justice!
With guns and dynamite, you are destroying everything I have fought for, sir.
Despite the respect I have for you, Mr. Washington, you have come in vain.
Had you been ignorant of the tragic struggle of our people, I could have pitied you this adventure. But you're a trained musician, an educated man.
That is true, sir. But I would hope that might suggest to you the solemn calculation of my mind. We are both men of color who insist on the truth of our manhood and the respect it demands.
Power's passing by and all the signs passing by.
Is hopeless, and you will be responsible for the death of these young men.
Don't listen to him, Cole.
They're using him to get to you.
They're not giving up.
And you dare to teach your lessons to these wild, unthinking youths. Yet your own son you abandon to be raised on white men's truths. Look what you've done. Think of your son. Is this the legacy you would bestow upon him? Are these the shoulders you would have him stand upon? Let him be the son of a man who had the courage to tell the truth in a court of law. Make your case, and if the verdict is death, go to it proudly, knowing that you've been heard. The truth is all. If you do this, you will have the thanks and respect of every decent man of color, and of all those children of our race, whose way is hard, and whose journey is long. Think of your son.
I would need a hostage and safe passage for my men.
It is done.
You can't change your demands. You are betraying us! You said we would all go free or we all would die!
And the promise of a fair trial!
No!
You have my word. I am their mediator, sir, not their fool.
Then they will see me come out with my hands raised. And no further harm will come to any man. From Cole House Walker, Jr.
God bless you, sir.
You said we fight to the finish!
Yeah, you can go out there, man. We ain't.
We're all ready to die as Cole House.
Push the plunger! Blow it all up!
No!
We're not going. You've lost, Cole House. We've all lost.
I don't believe that.
Go out and tell our story. Let it echo far and wide. Make them hear you. Make them hear you. How justice was our battle, and how justice was denied. Make them hear you. Make them hear you. And say to those who blame us for the way we chose to fight that sometimes there are battles
that are more than black or white. And I could not put down my sword when justice was my right. Make them hear you. Go out and tell our story to your daughters and your sons. Make them hear you. Make them hear you. And tell them in our struggle we were not the only ones. Make them hear you. Make them hear you. Your sword can be a sermon or the power of the pen. Teach every child to raise his voice, and then my brothers, then will justice be demanded by 10 million righteous men. Make them hear you when they hear you. I'll be near you again.
The era of ragtime had run out, as if history were no more than a tune on a player piano. But we did not know that then.
After Cole House Walker's death, younger brother drove south to Mexico, where he joined the great peasant revolutionary Emiliano Zapata.
La, 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 la.
The signs of the coming world war were everywhere. The anarchist Emma Goldman was arrested again, of course. But this time, she would be deported as well.
Booker T. Washington's Tuskegee Institute became in time the center of Black America. When he died, flags were flown at half-mast. President and Mrs. Wilson attended his funeral.
Grandfather resided now in a cemetery. At last, peace and quiet.
The passionate and beautiful Evelyn Nesbit would lose her looks and fall into obscurity.
Harry Houdini was hanging upside down high over Times Square when the Archduke Franz Ferdinand was assassinated in Sarajevo.
Warn the Duke!
A little boy's words suddenly rang clear to the great illusionist. It would be the one genuine mystical experience of his life, but it was too late. The world was already at war.
When the Lusitania was torpedoed by a U-boat off the southwest coast of Ireland during the Great War, 1,200 men, women, and children lost their lives, and among them, Father.
Mother wore black for a year. At the end of this time, Tata proposed, and she accepted. She adored him.
They moved to California.
They were now a family.
They felt blessed.
One afternoon, watching his children play, Tata had an idea for a movie. A bunch of children, white, black, Christian, Jew, rich, poor, all kinds. A gang, a crazy gang, getting into trouble, getting out of trouble, but together, despite their differences. He was sure it would make a wonderful movie, a dream of what this country could be. He would be first in line to see it.
I see his face.
I hear his heartbeat.
I look in those eyes. How wise they seem. Well, when he
Με τις συγκλονιστικές ερμηνείες του πρώτου cast στο Broadway το 1998, ολοκληρώσαμε σήμερα το ταξίδι μας στη Νέα Υόρκη των αρχών του 20ου αιώνα και το musical Ragtime των Stephen Flaherty και Lynn Ahrens. Μείνετε μαζί μας για ακόμα περισσότερες μουσικές ιστορίες, καμιά φορά πραγματικές, από τη μούσα του musical. Ραντεβού την επόμενη εβδομάδα, προς το παρόν από το Λευτέρη Λιάκο που φρόντισε τον ήχο και το Γιάννη Φίλια που κράτησε το μικρόφωνο. Φίλες και φίλοι του Τρίτου, υπόκλιση.